Here is how I cook. First, I'm at the farmer's market, buying a bunch of French breakfast radishes, the purple fringe lettuces, the spring garlic. I'm thinking about the state of the Blenheim apricots and the Santa Rosa plums. I'm looking for fruits and vegetables that are perfectly ripe, things that have just come out of the ground or just picked. I'm not necessarily thinking about how the ingredients will go together. I'm just responding to what I'm finding. It's a lot about aliveness, a lot about color, the smell of things, the look. I'm listening to what the farmer has to say about what's going on in the fields. I think we forget sometimes that food is alive, that we have to follow that intuition and treat food as a living thing. At this point, I don't quite know what I'm going to cook, and I'm not really putting the meal together. It's when I take the ingredients home, unpack them from my basket, and spread them out on the table in my kitchen. That's when I start imagining how the ingredients relate to one another and how they can come together to make a menu. I'm using all of my senses. I'm smelling the garlic. I'm tasting the pungency of the radishes and the tartness of the vinaigrette, feeling the firmness of the apricots. I'm thinking about the people who are going to sit at the table and what they like to eat, the courses following one another, what kind of day it is, whether it's cold outside and I want to light a fire in the fireplace, or whether it's warm and I want to sit outside by my herb garden. I'm improvising, trying to capture and express the moment in time, and I'm letting my senses lead me. It's how we cook at Chez Panisse. It's how we've always cooked at Chez Panisse. People want to know how I came to open the restaurant at 27 years old. I never went to culinary school. I never cooked professionally. Why a restaurant? Why this kind of restaurant? Why this kind of cooking? How did I have the courage to open it? And the truth is, I never really thought about it deeply until now. I'm not a reflective person by nature. My answer has always been that I was disillusioned with politics and needed a way to make money, and I loved to cook, and I thought I'd just open a little place for my friends, a refuge from the turbulent activity in the streets around us. And this is partially true, but not the whole story. It doesn't completely explain how I came to be the young woman who opened Chez Panisse, how I learned to do what I do. When I think about my past, I see that the way that I was raised and the experiences I had as a young woman fed and formed me in such profound ways that opening a place like Chez Panisse was, in a sense, inevitable. My childhood and young adulthood, it turned out, held the seeds of my own edible education, the values that empowered me to gather a group of like-minded friends and open the doors, barely, of a little French restaurant in Berkeley, California, in 1971. And though I didn't think about it much then, that little French restaurant on the opening night held not only the important threads of my past, but all the deep idiosyncratic potential for what was to come.